right, here's what I see. It's worse than Pigpen. You know that little smoky thing around Pigpen? This is like, I just see us all standing there and seeing this. All of a sudden, it's like our eyes are opened to this gigantic, nasty, foul thing that tries to keep us. Here's what I'm seeing. Like this nasty cloud around you of just really dark smoke and everything. And you stick your head out, high-minded. Woo-hoo! Look at me, look at me. And then there's the just down, like, oh, I hope nobody looks at me. I hope nobody sees me. I hope, I wish I was somebody else. I wish I can't stand this. Let me just go and be somebody else. And then you see the head popping up. Hello, does everybody see me? And then it pulled back down. Oh, God, you know, oh, I just hate it here. I wish my reality was different. I wish my life was different. And either way, if your head's just popping above it and you just want everybody to look at you, or if you're just so surrounded by it that you're full of heaviness and depression and don't know which way to go, I want you to see this. I see Jesus walking in. He's a bright, bright light. You're in that smoke and smoke gets in your eyes and it's just dark. And even if your head's up, the rest of you is feeling pulled and haughty. You know what? Oh, as I see your head popping up with high-mindedness, guess how it got up there? You're stepping on that other person. You're stepping on other people. You're stepping on a whole race of people. You're stepping on a whole gender of people. You're stepping on your whole family. You're stepping on your own husband. You're stepping on your own wife. You're stepping on your own children. Children are stepping on their parents. Do you get what I'm saying? You're only above it because you're stepping on somebody else. That's not nice. And so I see Jesus walking up to this and surveying the mess. And I want you to say, if you mean this, Lord Jesus, get me out of this. I repent for judging, for contention, for jealousy, for being part of this cycle. I repent for stepping on others to feel superior, for provoking, for hurting those made in your image and your likeness. Lord, I repent for hiding down here in this darkness, feeling shame, perversion, every foul thing, hating myself, hating this person stepping on me. Wow. Hating you, God. I ask you to set me free. I don't want to think like this anymore. I want to love who I am in you. I want every foul thing destroyed by the light of your glory. So, Lord Jesus, I repent of all of this. I repent of all of this. Get it out of my heart to boast and provoke. Get it out of my heart to judge and to criticize. Get it out of my heart to feel like something's wrong with me, like you must stop. I forgive everybody in my life who caused either one of these reactions. And I forgive myself. I just want out of this darkness. I want you to set me free. I want you to make it real. In Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, when I feel that mean thing, I will not agree with it. I will come to you. I'll see where it got in. I'll take the truth that sets me free. And I'll command it to go. I no longer identify with that foul, mean spirit that the enemy put on me because of jealousy. And I'll no longer identify with that high-minded, competitive, whoa, superior feeling that I get by demeaning somebody else. Comparing myself and feeling superior putting somebody under my feet instead of Satan. Lord, set me free to enjoy who I am in you. I no longer identify with either side of jealousy. I no longer identify with the hiding places, the false identities. None of this has anything to do with me. I renounce every hiding place. I renounce every spirit I took on to handle these things. And I command them, whoa, in the name of Jesus, to loose me now and to leave, whoa, in the name of Jesus. I command them to the pit in Jesus' name. And Father, I enter into the identity as a new creation in Christ Jesus. I enter into who you say that I am, that I'm wonderfully made in your image and your likeness for your glory. And I thank you for who you've made me to be. And I separate myself from all this other mess in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, bring this deliverance into my family, to my children. Set them free from these entanglements. Set them free from what this whole thing has done to try to hurt them. I give you praise for what you're doing. Holy Spirit, I yield to you taking me deep into these revelations until I'm completely free in Jesus' name. But by your grace, I refuse to identify with any of this mess anymore. And when that spirit tries to say that that is my thought, my thinking, that I'm so bad, that I'm so perverted and so wicked, I'm going to see myself holding your hand, Lord, and agreeing with you that that's not who you made me to be. And I rebuke it and separate from it in Jesus' name until it loses all its authority, all of its power. And I give you praise for what you're doing, what you've already done, and how I'm being changed from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.